Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're doing our live Saturday edition, as we do every single Saturday night. The show is still the same as it usually is, well, mostly, in that we'll take your calls about anything. However, we do have an added element that's unusual to most Free Talk Lives, and that is that we're actually live somewhere else from, with the exception, or rather not in our studio. We are somewhere else. We're on location. For those of you that only get the Saturday show on your local radio station, you haven't heard the last couple of shows. We've been in Nashua, New Hampshire since Thursday night. So for the Thursday and Friday night shows, we've been live and we've been talking about the event we've been attending, which is the 2009 Liberty Forum. It's a Liberty convention unlike anything you have ever experienced, presuming you've ever experienced anything Liberty related as far as getting together with other like-minded people and convening in the same hotel. We're in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, and it is a great time. It's the third annual Liberty Forum, again put on by the Free State Project, which, in case you've never heard, the Free State Project is a group of thousands of activists that are planning on moving to New Hampshire in order to live more free. And it's happening. It's not just a plan anymore. In fact, hundreds of those thousands have already made the move, and they've done so kind of early because the original concept was to gather 20,000 people first and then have all 20,000 go up within a five-year window. What ended up really happening in reality, despite whatever the plan was that people decided to just go. And so people have been showing up for the last several years, and it just keeps getting better and better as more activists converge here in New Hampshire and more activism starts of all different varieties, political varieties, to civil disobedience, to creating media, to market alternatives to government. I mean, there's just so much going on here. It's amazing.
Hundreds of people have moved for the Free State Project at this point.
Yes, and hundreds more are coming, probably this year alone. More will be here the year after that, because it obviously takes people time to, well, you know, tie up the loose ends in their life and sell the house, or however many strings you've attached to your life. You have to undo all those so you can move yourself here to New Hampshire. We were actually talking about this. I was talking about this with a couple of other talk show hosts today. I was on a panel with Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com and Mark Stevens from the No State Project at markstevens.com. That's Mark with a C. And we were talking about, Stefan used the term, and it was Stefan's first time in New Hampshire. He's the closing speaker tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that. But he used the term intense to describe the activists around here. And I said, you know, you absolutely have to be intense. It was a positive thing. You absolutely have to be intense about liberty in order to uproot yourself and move. And in fact, we have somebody with us who is a newer mover to New Hampshire. His name is Will Buchanan, and you want to talk intense. This guy is the definition of an intense, liberty-minded dude. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty. You walked from Oregon to New Hampshire in the year of 2008. You started out, I think it was in April?
Yeah, April 14th.
And you finished up on December 31st.
Right.
And what an odyssey. Looking back on it all, obviously we had you on the show as you were going through the walk and listening to your experiences. And, of course, people can go to walkforliberty.com where you did a video blog pretty much every single day of your walk. You had your video camera with you, and you'd talk about various different things, usually a lot of liberty-oriented ideas. And as I've told you, I think you covered pretty much every issue that anybody could ever talk about in the whole spectrum of libertarianism. You covered it all in your daily videos. So walkforliberty.com is really quite a great resource for somebody that might be new to the movement. But looking back on your experience in 2008, which took the bulk of your year,
yeah, it took 8.5 months to walk coast to coast.
What is it that? What are some of your reflections? What was it like? What do you think now as compared to what you thought before you went on the walk?
Well, I guess I grew a lot during the course of the walk. One way in which my philosophy kind of has changed. Before I started the walk, I already believed in the idea of a voluntary society, that,
sure,
that government is not necessary for people to interact without harming each other, you know, because it's in people's best interest to work together peaceably. And so I guess I realized that in from a theoretical level, and, you know, but I guess I still saw government as this institution. But during the course of the walk, I don't know why, just, you know, being out on the road, because usually I was just out on the road walking, mm-hmm, and, you know, doing filming, but a lot of times just thinking, something clicked, and I just realized that government is just, it really is just a group of people that use force on others. And I know that sounds obvious to a lot of people, probably, maybe not so much to others, but it just clicked on me in a more fundamental, deep level.
Especially after the cops harassed you. Was it twice on the entire walk?
Yeah, there were two significant incidences of harassment in Indiana and in New York State.
That kind of helps pound it home. When you have an encounter with the police and you actually do get to see, finally, the gun in the room, as we've talked about so many times, that kind of helps get that message home to somebody.
Yeah, the police state really is alive and well today in the United States.
Did you? So you've been here all weekend, obviously, enjoying,
yes,
the Liberty Forum. And we've been talking about, and we will talk about here a little bit later, what happened today, some of the events that happened today. Glenn Jacobs, was that today?
No, I think it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. I live in a bit of a time warp.
Patrick Freeman today, also Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens. Did you see Mark's speech this morning?
I did, yes.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah, he's
he tore every single possible icon of the state up that he could. It was just incredible.
Yeah, he's certainly is, much as anybody, completely dismantles the idea of the existence of government or the state or citizens or anything, really.
So what do you think? What are some of the highlights of Liberty Forum so far? Obviously, it's not even over yet. There's still Sunday, which is it's an extended Sunday. It used to end at 12. Last year it ended at 12. This year it's going to end at 4 o'clock with Stéphane Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio doing the wrap-up, the closing ceremony. So considering how far we've come here on Saturday night, what are some of your favorite things from this year's Liberty Forum, Will?
Well, I've been to the last three Liberty Forums, all three of them, and my favorite part of it really is just interacting with everybody, just, you know, socializing in the, mm-hmm, hallways and talking with people. So that's always my highlight. I was at the dinner with Dr. Mary Ruart last night.
Oh, yeah, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I bet you are. I know you're a big fan. And, yeah, she gave an excellent talk, and I was really glad to have been there.
So worth the trip again.
Absolutely.
And there is just so much to do. I mean, if you don't want to go see one of the official presentations, there are people, again, self-organizing out in the hall. Some people are going out for lunch together. I think some people right now, as we speak, are going out to see the new Watchmen movie. I think there's a group of Free Staters that has gone out to do that. So there are a variety of things just going on. Also, of course, there's the Alternatives Expo, started by a Free Stater who said, hey, there aren't enough topics that I want to see covered here, so I'm going to start my own concurrently running event in the very same hotel.
It's great. I went to it. I went to the alternative energy sort of, you know, they talked about solar power, wind power, all those things. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty cool.
And actually, he's our housemate.
Oh, very cool.
Jack Schimmick.
So you've been in New Hampshire now since the beginning of the year, pretty much, and having only come 3 months, two months in here, we're not even finished with wintertime yet. What do you think? I mean, is it too cold? I mean, coming from Hawaii, which is where you were last living?
I did move from Hawaii, and, you know, I'd lived there for a year. I grew up in Indiana, though, so I'm pretty used to the weather. It's not, I think there's more snow here than I remember there being in Indiana where I lived. But I like the snow, and the cold doesn't bother me that much. I think I might actually get a pair of snowshoes for next winter to be able to enjoy the winter even more.
Fantastic. It's such a great time being up here, and we're going to tell you more as time goes on about the forum. One thing I can tell you is that Will is going to be one of the Sunday speakers. So I know that I think Julia, my girlfriend, told me she wants to go see you speak, and I know that I was planning on doing that as well. So I guess you're going to be talking about your walk.
Yeah, I'll be talking about my walk. It's the last one. It's right before Stéphane Molyneux's speech.
Fantastic. I'll see you then, and thank you, Will, for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you.
More on the way here. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're going to try to sneak into your phone calls at 800-259-9231. You can talk about New Hampshire, Liberty, or whatever you want. This is, of course, Free Talk Live, so you can bring up anything. Also, all night long, we are going to bring in more special guests here from the forum. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
So when I'm hanging out with my buddies, I will sometimes get ribbed with the comment, "Come on, Rip, real men don't eat plants." But check this out. The fat and cholesterol in animal products clogs up the arteries traveling not only to the heart and the head, but also to the extremities, including the penis, where they can cause peripheral arterial disease and impotence, which research shows may be an early sign of heart disease. So, men, there's a better way, and it doesn't involve taking Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra. It involves eating fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 Diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition. As always, you can talk about anything. It's going to be a little bit different because we've got an unusual amount of guests this evening because, well, we're at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum put on by the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about the festivities and the events of today and tell you about a little bit more about what's coming up tomorrow, because it is not over yet. It is not too late for you to get out here and experience the Liberty Forum for yourself. There are daily passes available. So show up at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua tomorrow morning and get in for the enjoyable Sunday, the activities that will be going on. So it'll be a great time. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information about that.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th, for 4 days of action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on March the 21st. So it's coming up here. I guess it's just going to be 2 weeks away. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. For those of you in Florida, this is a great event. SebringRaceway.com.
Okay, so we're going to have to do a balancing act more so on Saturday night tonight than we normally do when we're here at the Liberty Forum, because obviously there are a lot of interesting people here at the Crown Plaza Hotel that we want to talk to. A number of the speakers that we talked to or that were out to, performing today, and just interesting guests around the hotel. Right now, Dick Heller is on stage. Shortly will be taking the stage, and he will be the keynote speaker for tonight. Now, you may have heard of Richard Heller. He is the man who was involved in the Heller versus D.C., a very historic gun case that hit the Supreme Court last year.
Yeah.
So I want to get to more of our guests, but we've also got calls on the line. So we're going to go to your phone calls and talk to Lori in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Lori.
That's Marie.
Oh, apologies. Marie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make 2 points tonight. One of them is the so-called State of the Union speech that President Obama gave when he mentioned the school in Dillon, South Carolina was located near a railroad track. I kind of wonder who the genius was that decided to build a school near the railroad track, or if the railroad track was planned to go by the school.
I have to say I'm a little bit in the dark. I don't watch speeches by presidents.
I got tired of getting lied to.
Right. What was it that he was pointing out by saying that the school was by railroad tracks?
He was saying that the school had leaks in it, and it was really old, and it was not serving the students there. It happened to be an African-American population, I believe. And he pointed out the girl that wrote the letter to Congress about, building them a new school. And the school so happens to be located near a railroad track. And so when every time the railroad comes by, they have to stop school like 6 times a day. So my point was that, who's the genius that decided to build the school near the railroad track in the first place?
Some government bureaucrat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the government, this is how the government does things. The government says, we'll solve a problem, which is, the perception that poor people can't get educated. And so then they solve the problem, but they make mistakes in the process, so we'll solve those problems. The government isn't constantly in the business of solving problems that they perceive that somebody has, and they do it at an incredible cost. They do it always behind schedule. They're the worst institution to solve any problem.
That's right. That's right.
So what was your other point tonight?
Okay. The so-called Employee Free Choice Act, or otherwise known as card check, I think that's really a terrible idea, because if you don't have people voting on whether they want to join a union, which they can do right now, it's just that they keep losing those elections. So what they want to do is change the rules. And so this union representative can go around and get people to sign the card, say.
Do we still have our caller?
Marie.
Did we lose Marie? Or did we lose our network?
They decided to sign their name for them. I mean, it's just open to fraud, up and up.
So, I'm sorry, we missed a part of what you were saying. We had some technical difficulties. We're on location. You were saying that this union legislation, is this the stuff that is going to change the rules so that they have to do a non-private vote? They actually have to...
No blind balloting, yeah.
Is that what you're
right.
referring
to? They have to check a card or sign a card or something saying they want to unionize.
And so that means that the voters can be, they can have their arms twisted ever more so than in the past?
Pretty much. Or a union representative can just decide to sign somebody's name on the card without even asking them. I mean, my point is, it's open to fraud.
Yeah.
It's open to fraud big time.
And what happened? What would happen to a business owner if the business owner were to say, let's say the employees were to legitimately so-called vote for a union, as though there's some sort of legitimacy to that anyway. But let's say that 51% of the employees vote to have a union. What would happen if the employer just said, you're fired? What happens then?
Well,
is that wrongful termination?
I don't know. If that's the case, you know, they have a couple of choices. They can get rid of employees, they can raise their prices, or they can close down their business and decide to locate somewhere else. So, I mean, those are three options that I think that would happen. And, you know, somebody's going to lose their job if they have to raise their, you know, prices and stuff. Because, I mean, or, you know, the business will just close down.
Thank you, Maria. I want to thank you for the call tonight.
I got no problem with labor unions. I think that people should be able to get together for whatever reasons they want to get together.
I agree with you, but they shouldn't be forced on a business owner, and she didn't know.
Or forced on the other, you know, the other employees that don't want to unionize.
Right, and that's
or,
what...
You know, and when by force, I mean any time they enact laws that are these pro-union laws, as far as I'm concerned, if an employer wants to fire somebody who's gotten into a union, that's their business.
But I'm concerned that they won't be able to, because what's probably coming along with this, I mean, if you think about how difficult it is to fire somebody, I don't know if you've ever been an employer. I have not, but my girlfriend Julia is a manager at a restaurant, and it's not an easy process to let somebody go. I mean, there are all kinds of laws. Even here in New Hampshire, where the laws are not as strict and stringent as other states, it's still difficult. I mean, these people can come back with lawsuits, so they can go to the state, they can cry, and the state will come back and, you know, attack the business that fired them. So I imagine that same thing would happen if a business owner decided to say, well, I don't care if 51% of you voted for the union, you're all fired. That might be the grounds for a, you know, class action
suit
against them.
I'm sure.
So what a nasty situation. Let's continue and talk to Wilbur in Stanford. You're on Free Talk Live. Wilbur.
Hello, Mark, Ian. How are you?
Hey. Oh, you know what? We're going to have to put you on hold there, Wilbur. More coming back here with Wilbur. You know what? I just realized, Mark, we've got a new technical situation here at Free Talk Live, and it may not, I don't know how transparent it's going to be, but finally, we have had our network, the wonderful Genesis Communications Network, install what they call a dump machine on Free Talk Live. So, just wanted to alert people to that. And because of that, we're going to, the show's going to sound a little different than it normally does, at least for this week.
Only for the tech geeks.
Right. But what also, well, you might notice formatically, sometimes we'll take a call right up to the very end of the segment. But because of the way the dump technology works, we can't really do that at this point in time. They are, however, getting a newer dump machine, which should be installed probably by next weekend, that will eliminate that problem. So for now, we're going to have to put Wilbur on hold, but we'll come back to him. And we're going to talk to, coming up here, Patry Friedman from the Seasteading Institute, talking about creating a Liberty Enclave, or maybe more than one, on the open seas. And we've had Patry on the show before, but now he's actually here in person at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's the 2009 Liberty Forum, and we are here to talk to you also about whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the number. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's a live Saturday edition. We're broadcasting extra live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's put on by the Free State Project. It's a yearly event. And it is a wonderful occasion. It's a great opportunity to get together with hundreds of like-minded individuals, people that get freedom. They understand liberty. They understand what allowing their neighbors to be free is all about. And getting people like that together to the same hotel to brainstorm, to attend panel discussions, speeches, to have dinners and luncheons and after-hours parties. And it is just a great time. We're going to tell you more about the event here as the night goes on. Still going to get your calls in about whatever you want. And we'll be talking to special guests here all night, people that have been speaking today and this weekend here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Earlier today, early this morning, Mark Stevens kicked things off. And I had the pleasure of being able to introduce him to what I would say was a fairly packed room for 9:30 in the morning. There were a lot of people that got up to see Mark Stevens, and it was well worth it. Mark Stevens from markstevens.net, that's Mark with a C, talking about the delusions that people suffer from, the delusion that government is anything other than a band of men and women who are threatening people in order to get their way, who are willing to use violence in order to get you to comply with their demands. And that's a very basic description of what he was talking about. Plus, right after that was Patry Friedman from the Seasteading Institute. And we've had Patry on within the last few months on the show as a guest, and he's now joining us here in our plush studios at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Patry, get real close on that microphone. Good Howdy. Evening, and welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks.
So, is this your first time in New Hampshire?
Yeah, it is.
So, obviously, first time ever doing any sort of event for the Free State Project, first time experiencing the synergy of being around hundreds of like-minded individuals. I mean, there are other liberty-oriented conventions that happen from time to time, and I imagine you've probably been to a few of them. How do they compare?
Well, actually, I met Jason Sorens the first time I gave a seasitting talk 5 years ago at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was neat. It was a good group. It's always good to get libertarians together. But the energy here of people who are out there trying to actually do things, trying to make liberty happen, it's a whole other level.
It's something, you're absolutely right, and that's how I feel. When you have like a Libertarian Party convention, it's just so much stuffier in comparison to something like this. Because here at the Liberty Forum, there are people who are approaching liberty from a variety of different directions. It's not just people that are running for office or engaging in the political lobbying process. It's people that are, we've had a large amount of voluntarious speakers. I mean, Mark Stevens is a voluntarious. Tomorrow afternoon, the entire event will be wrapped up by Stefan Molyneux, a well-known voluntarious. So it's a much more well-rounded group as far as their people's opinions as to how do we get from where we are today to the free marketplace. And as you say, these are the people that are, their boots are on the ground already. They're out there, they're doing things. It's not just a group of thinkers getting together to debate policy. And it makes a big difference.
Patrick, speaking of voluntarists, you have huge sort of economic anarcho-capitalist cred. Who was your grandfather?
Milton Friedman.
Milton Friedman. So, you know, the big thinker that sort of set economic policy in the United States a great deal, and Argentina, as I recall. And so you've been using sort of your credibility to build momentum behind this the seasteading. Why did you get into the sort of seasteading idea? What was your inspiration?
Well, I'm interested in how, I guess, liberty in our lifetimes really sums it up. I mean, I want to live in a free society. There isn't a free society. I hate, absolutely hate that. I don't just want to talk about it, blog about it, philosophize about it. I want to actually be able to live it. And so I did a bunch of research, and building floating cities maybe kind of seemed like a kind of a crazy way to get liberty in our lifetimes, but that's really the goal, and that's why I'm doing it.
Well, you know, somebody has to have a big vision in order to carry out something amazing. I think it's possible. You just have to get the funding, pretty much.
Well, some people would argue, well, that seems crazy. Why not just, run for office and win some elections and get some freedom that way?
Yeah, that's worked really well so far.
Right.
I mean, the way we look at it is it's not just a problem of spreading the word, but economics is all about incentives and analyzing systems, and it's not natural. Our human way of thinking is we evolved in tribes, and we think about people, and we think about being able to sway small groups of people with the passion of our ideas. But really, in the modern world, when you have large societies composed of hundreds of thousands or millions of people, it's all about the systems, the incentives, and how you structure them. And I think that democracy, as a lot of people have argued, public choice economists among others, it's a bad system. It has bad incentives, and it doesn't lead to good laws.
As we say here on the show, it really just has politicians rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies, and they're incentivized to give free crap away to their friends, and do it at the expense of the people that they don't like, whether those people are rich or whether those people are the workers or whatever it is that those politicians may be thinking. That's how it seems to work.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, democracy, I mean, let's not forget, democracy is kind of the current gold standard. It's better than what we had before, but it has serious flaws, and anybody who's, there's no way you can research it and think that democracy reflects either what people want to be true or implements good policies to achieve people's goals. It just doesn't, and there's a mountain of evidence.
Right.
And,
you know, the fact is, if we use a democratic, and I, of course, somebody's going to call in and say, we live in a republic, not a democracy, but the evidence is there's not much difference. If we use the democratic system to decide what flavor of ice cream everybody got, you'd have vanilla for everybody. And there's really a bunch of really great flavors out there. But
I'm protesting that decision, by the way.
What's that?
I'm protesting. I'd prefer a different flavor.
Yeah, same here. I would like it too. But unfortunately, if you allow the democratic system to kick in there, the majority rules, then you're going to have vanilla, and it'd be illegal to try anything else.
So can we tie this back in? Because we haven't actually had you paint your vision as to what is seasteading. You've got a whole audience here of people that have never heard of this before.
Sure. All right. Well, it's a little bit wacky, but here's the idea. Let's think about government like we're business people, like we're analyzing an industry that we might get into. The industry of government, it's got some really crappy characteristics. So the barrier to entry is really high. And what I mean by barrier to entry is, how hard is it to start a new firm in this industry? How hard is it to start a new government? Well, to start a new government, you basically have to win a war, an election, a revolution. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, we spent, what, over $1 trillion in Iraq to make a new government there, and, you know, you just can't go take over a country. It's an insane barrier to entry. I mean, we think operating system, say, or cars. It'd be hard to design a new car, a new operating system. But it's really hard to get into the governing industry. The second problem is the cost of switching or the customer lock-in, right? When you have a cell phone company and you're locked into a multi-year contract, that cell phone company is not going to worry about how to serve you well during those years, not until it's time to switch. In general, the easier it is for customers to switch between different companies, the better those customers, those companies will serve them.
Sure.
I mean, it's just natural. It's just common sense. And, you know, so the government industry, it does terribly on this, right? It's an industry where you have these few big companies, the existing states. I mean, they're enormous. They're huge, much bigger than any corporation. And customers are trapped. There's laws against immigrating. There's laws against emigrating. It's difficult to change countries. And so, I mean, totally aside from any particular political philosophy, just a rational business-like analysis of this industry is it's going to focus on exploiting its trapped customers because nobody can compete and the people can't leave.
Right. If you don't buy their product, if you don't pay for their product, you get thrown in jail or killed or whatever. I mean, the government.
Have your kids stolen from you, thrown out of your house.
You know, and people don't look at government that way. They just want to control other people's lives. But, you know, it's been shown time and again that freedom works. And so, what is it that you're planning to do to increase freedom?
Well, so when we look at government this way, we can see why this crazy idea of floating cities might not be so crazy. So, right now, we think that we can build a floating city where someone can make a new country off the coast for maybe tens of millions of dollars, which is a lot, but it's way, way less than it would be to take over an existing country on land to win a war, an election, a revolution.
There are probably some liberty-minded people out there that pay tens of millions in taxes every year. I mean, really, that's
some
change for some people.
Especially if we talk about getting together. I mean, we're looking at a cost. Our initial designs, they're pretty expensive. We want to bring the cost down, but it's about what houses in the most expensive places in the U.S. cost, in San Francisco, in Manhattan, hundreds of dollars a square feet. So,
at what price freedom?
Well, exactly.
What's your website?
Seasteading.org, SEASTEADING.org.
Now, it's a ways out. I mean, the last time we talked, this is an idea that it's a great idea, but literally it is going to take a while for it to come to fruition. In the meantime, people should come to New Hampshire and join the fun up here. Patry, it's good having you on the show, and enjoy the rest of the Liberty Forum.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming on. More on the way here from the Liberty Forum. We're going to take some of your phone calls about whatever it is that you want. Plus, we've got more guests lined up all night long to talk to you about all kinds of interesting things. We're live from the 2009 Liberty Forum, put on by the Free State Project. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing on the show and you want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. And a lot of the people at the Liberty Forum are Free Talk Live amplifiers. In fact, a whole lot of people at the Liberty Forum are Free Talk Live listeners, which really blew me away yesterday when one of our co-hosts, Wayne, was introducing Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. He made several plugs for Free Talk Live, but made a point of asking a full room of people how many of them were Free Talk Live listeners. And I was bowled over by the amount of people that responded positively. I mean, I remember the first Liberty Forum 3 years ago, Mark. We were at that. We've been at every single Liberty Forum. And that question was asked, I think, back then. I would say about 20 to maybe 30% of the 30% of the people in that room at the time were Free Talk Live listeners. I think it was probably about 50% now.
Wow.
So, you know, this is kind of turning into as an alternate, like a Free Talk Live convention where Free Talk Live listeners,
it's a lot like that.
Yeah, get together and they get to know one another, and we don't even have to do any work for it. We don't have to.
It's nice of them to set up this Free Talk Live convention for us
to put it together. So, thanks to the Free State Project for putting on a great event here. As again, we continue on tonight, we'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum and what happened today, what's happening tomorrow, get some more guests in here. I spotted Bradley Jardis out in the hall from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We're going to bring him in here. And, of course, Brad Jardis is the law enforcement officer in the country. I believe the law enforcement officer who's currently an on-duty street-level officer. There are no others like Brad Jardis. We'll bring him in here, and that's coming up.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. The seminars are for college-age students who are simply curious about the libertarian philosophy, to those who are passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. You can go to theihs.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st, so if you know a college-age student who's interested in this kind of thing, it's a free seminar. It's theihs.com. That's really 12 free seminars.
It sounds like a great time.
All
another,
over the country.
Another excuse to go and meet more liberty-minded people and enjoy yourself and learn at the same time. So let's talk to whoever's on the phone here. Let's start things out with Steve listening to WFLA in Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having my call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Two things. The quote, "Americans are a nation of cowards," and my own take on why the economy is tanking.
Sure.
First, why did
who said that America is a nation of cowards?
Somebody in regards to race, but I don't mean about race. I just mean generally speaking. I'd have to agree Americans are spoiled, coddled, truckled, media-controlled cowards. They only believe what the media tells them is appropriate to believe, and they don't have the guts to ask questions and to question authority.
It's more than just the media, because the media is a reflection of the people. I mean, so essentially, there's always been a kind of a chicken-and-egg argument of whether the media creates the public opinion or the public opinion creates the media. It may be a little bit of both, just constantly feeding off of one another. So you can't really blame the media fully. They're just doing what they've been trained to do, and that is parrot whatever it is the government says. But I think you're absolutely right. Americans are, for the most part, in many cases, cowardly, and they don't think very much. And that's what they've been trained to do. The government system trains them to not
think. I don't know if cowardly is the right word for that.
They're cowardly because they won't do anything significant to set themselves free. If they don't want to be free. Some of them do. Some of them do, okay? Some of them don't, and that's fine. They can enjoy their lives being slaves. But the American system, the governmental system, the Prussian education system that we have in this country has educated people and inculcated them with these ideas of you don't want to take risks. Risks are bad. Don't take risks. You want to get something stable for your life, get a stable job, work at it for 40 years, retire at 65, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what they're taught to do. And, of course, it's all information handed down from so-called authorities, whether it's the government or organized religion or whatever. The way that you're supposed to live your life, if you believe what the government schools say or organized religion says, you don't have to think about these things. They just tell you, okay, here's what you're going to do if you want to have a successful, happy life. And they just hand it down from on high, and most people, they accept it as God's truth, when in point of fact, it's just another man telling you or woman telling you how to live.
Well, to bolster your point, the media is made up of citizens. I'll agree with you there. But there is a vein of jealousy and resentment of superiority of anyone being better than the rest of the masses. And all these things, it's kind of like the cowardly lion facing the Wizard of Oz. He wants to run out of the building rather than think for himself and ask questions. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, if you think for yourself and you ask questions, then there's a chance, a real good chance, actually, that you're going to end up changing and shifting your paradigm. And it actually goes back to what one of the speakers was talking about here today, Mark Stevens, markstevens.net, was talking about all the delusions that people operate underneath. And again, it's delusions that are handed down from generation to generation, generations being re-indoctrinated with the same misinformation. And when you ask the right questions of these people, you can literally see the cognitive dissonance just exploding in their brain, because it's very uncomfortable to believe, to come to the conclusion, or to even to flirt with the possibility of making the conclusion that you were wrong all this time. That all of this time that you've been living your life as a young person or an adult or an older adult, that the entire time you've been living your life, you've been living in a delusional state, that what you thought was true was in point of fact actually false. And that can be a very difficult situation for someone to deal with.
Now, I would say this. Everybody is living a fraudulent life. Everybody is living their lives based on a falsehood. And a norm that is considered to be healthy and even keeled and well-adjusted, is in fact insane and depraved.
Yeah, it's a really backwards world that we're living in. But the more we talk about these things, the more people are going to come across these ideas and hopefully come to the same conclusions that we have, and that is that in order, if you want to be free, and I know a lot of people
can
do,
can I wrap it up,
they have to
point?
Allow people to also be free as well. Go ahead with your second point. We've got to get to some more calls here.
The reason that the economy is tanking is because we're fraught with guilt and shame. And, you know, everything we do in this country is built on a scam. I don't care if it's the price of milk in a grocery store or the way they sell you this or the way they sell you that. If there's not an element of scamism and conmanship involved, it's not competitive enough to survive in our
climate. Well, I think you're looking at the wrong level of things there. You need to strike at the root. The real scam is the U.S. dollar. I thank you for the call tonight, Steve. The real scam is the Federal Reserve System that has the ability to print out money, so-called, from pieces of paper And
right, as though the American dollar isn't a scam in and of itself. People
right.
say it's backed by, well, the power of the government or the people or whatever.
That's nonsense.
It's not backed by anything. It's just a piece of paper that somebody said was legal tender. That's a scam.
It's a tool. It's the most brilliant scam, actually, I believe, of all time. It's a tool
yes.
to extract wealth from people without their knowledge. I mean, when you pay income taxes or you pay your state taxes out of your paycheck, you can look at the pay stub and you can see, okay, this is what they stole from me this week. It's pretty obvious. But with inflation, and most people don't know what inflation is.
Inflation is printing money.
Yeah, inflation is an increase in the money supply, and that's what the Federal Reserve does. That's its gig. It inflates the money supply. And so with inflation, the way it works is if you've got a bunch of dollars sitting in a bank account or in your wallet or under your bed or whatever, and then I, as the Federal Reserve, decide, okay, time to turn on the printing presses, and then I let loose and a bunch more new dollars flow into the marketplace, there are now more dollars chasing the same amount of goods. The amount of goods in the marketplace hasn't necessarily changed, but the amount of dollars has. So therefore, all of the dollars that you had would have just now been made worth less by the introduction of new dollars into the economy. Did I explain that appropriately?
I think you did, and if people just take a moment to research the amount of dollars that have been dumped into the system within the last 8-9 months because of this banking crisis, starting with the insurance company, AIG, and all that stuff, you will see almost double the amount of dollars, the amount of dollars have almost doubled themselves. Therefore, the value of those dollars have almost halved themselves. Now, it hasn't occurred yet
because time to catch up.
Because there's a lag in economics. But that lag is what's going to be the next, you know, if we're going to have some kind of terrible depression, and I hope we don't. I really do. But everything I see from an economic standpoint is that we will.
A correction is happening right now. The only question is, how severe will the correction be?
Yep, and they're already calling it, and I don't know whether this is going to go down in history as that way, but when you look at the chart of the amount of dollars that have been printed, and you can see this huge spike, this amazing spike. Imagine you've got a sort of a sloping upward line, and then it doubles
Bam.
In size
yeah.
in a series of a couple of months. They're calling it Bernanke's erection because the chart just spikes up in one point, and it's going to be it. That's what I foresee. I foresee something awful.
Oh, boy. 800-259-9231. You can give us your predictions if you'd like, or bring up whatever you want. We're here live from the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. More great guests coming up. Also, your calls about anything. Hour 2 is on the way. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.